Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shut up. Welcome to the Mind Your Own podcast with Aaron Sorensen and Sasha Durkin, where we stick to sports, except when we're not.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mind Your Own podcast. I'm Aaron.
I'm Sasha.
And fair warning, before you come at us, especially on YouTube, there's no video. I'm so sorry. This is my fault. I am in Ireland. And because of that, apparently the Wi-Fi is just not having it right now. And Sasha, I'm going to blame the fact that I am at the media, or I'm not even at the media hotel, excuse me. I'm at the hotel with like Nebraska support staff and everyone else. And we're probably all just, quite honestly, just hogging the internet.
Yeah.
That is what's happening 110%.
So I guess with that in mind, we should also apologize up front too for any latency or anything like that in the audio. That's just kind of how it is when people are out of town and relying on Wi-Fi. It's not a big deal. We're updating you all on the happenings in Ireland is what we're going to do.
Yes. And that's because I feel so just like, what is happening right now? I actually have been here for three and a half days already. By the time you listen to this, it'll be like four and a half. I don't know what's going on. But long story short, I had to move hotels today, and it's been a busy day. It's just been one of those times. So yes, if there are any issues with audio, it might also just be me, to be fair. It might just also be me. So that's fine.
How is it over there, by the way? I saw that you had done your half marathon training. It looks like it's just absolutely gorgeous there.
It feels like fall, which is great and amazing. I will be honest with you. So I was technically supposed to run this morning, the day that we're recording this. Actually, I'm bumping it to tomorrow because the whole moving hotels thing, I was like, that's going to take a lot of like energy to get up really early and do that. So I made the decision to wait until we got situated, and I will continue training the day that you might be listening to this episode. So it's good. I have everything I brought. I brought what I need. There's so much to like run and see, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It has been a whirlwind, but I am so glad that I still went and did it. It just, to be honest, is like so nice to like look at other things when you run.
Yeah, for sure.
How are you, by the way?
I'm good. I tried to run Sunday. I did run Sunday. I didn't try to. I did. But I was supposed to do five. I actually moved my five to Thursday of this week because I got to 3.5 and had just run up a gigantic hill, and it was terrible and hot. And I was like, okay, my heart rate is like out of control. I probably need to call it today. But I was at 3.5, which is on par. So I'm good. And honestly, before we get way too far into this episode, we probably should discuss the sponsor of the episode.
Yes. Thank you so much to Union Bank and Trust for one, not only making this podcast possible, but all of our podcasts through the month and all of our content in Ireland is brought to you by Union Bank and Trust. So thank you so much to them for that. We have so much here on YouTube already. If you're like, hey, Aaron, Sasha, I would love to watch something and not just listen to you. understood. We have a ton here on our YouTube channel. So just go check that out right now. We have the team arriving for their first dinner. I did a bit of a live shot outside of Aviva Stadium. There's a lot to essentially go watch, observe, whatever. So like my big thing is like no FOMO, no mm-hmm. FOMO. If you are somebody who's like, oh, I really wanted to be there. Understood. Don't worry. Just go check out all of our stuff on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, you name it. We've got you covered.
Yeah, you guys have just across the board. I have FOMO only because, you know, it'd be nice, you know, who wouldn't want to go to Ireland? But because you guys have covered it, or you all have covered it so well so far, like it's almost like being there. Like all the sights and sounds and food and seeing the players arrive. I just actually watched that TikTok of the players showing up for dinner.
Tanner being like, I better button up my shirt because we're going into a nice dinner. I was like, yes, you probably should. By the way, side note, because I know a lot of people might be wondering, I did figure out, I do think I didn't have time to figure it out before we started recording this episode, because to be honest with you, I feel very frazzled. But we did figure out, or I at least figured out, I guess, that we do have access to our email inbox. For some reason, it's a me problem. It is a very much a me problem. Something is going on where I can't log into Outlook from like the main Outlook page. I have to go through Microsoft, like the Microsoft products, and then log in. And this is for any account. So I'm not just talking our like podcast. This is like any account I have that exists on the whole Outlook like space.
Yeah.
So for everyone who may have been emailing us, which you can at mindyourownpodcast@lrt.com, do not fret. It is arriving somewhere. The inbox exists. We will get to it. I just quite honestly didn't have time to figure out how to like get that workaround to not be that anymore. But long story short, I don't know why that's happening. I think I just need to reset my settings or something. I don't know.
Ugh. Well, at least that's been figured out.
Mm-hmm. I put it on my to-do list, and I kind of semi-checked it out. It's like a half check.
Yeah. It's the beginning line of a check.
It is. But for anyone who's like, what is going on over in Ireland? The answer is everything and nothing all at the same time. It has been a busy few days for me. I came out early, and I had the chance to kind of just, I wanted to see Ireland before I got busy with work. And I'm really glad that I did that, because today being the first day that the team has been in Ireland, I was kind of made very aware of how busy I'm going to be. Not that I didn't expect it to be, but like, I think the way I feel like the 48 hours on a road game where it's like just very intense from start to finish. Mm-hmm. No, that's like 5 days of it. So that's not to say the next few days I won't get to continue to see. I have plans. I'd like to do the Jameson Distillery tour. Everyone has talked about that. I still have that on my list. There's a couple of other things I really want to do, and I will make sure I have time for it. It's not like Nebraska wants us following them around the entire time.
Yeah.
But it just became like very like, I don't know. I feel like I had my wake up call where I was like, oh, dang. All right. Like, here we go.
Yeah. So if the game is at 11:30 Central Time here, what time is it going to be in Ireland?
5:30. Okay. So if it's 11:30, so that's been like the hardest part. So when Sasha and I are recording this, for everyone to know, it's around like 3 in the afternoon her time. And your time, probably based on where you're listening, because I'm guessing you're somewhere in the continental United States. Maybe not. But if you are, you're in that range of like mid-afternoon. It's almost 9:30 here. And
oh, wow.
That's been the strangest part of this whole thing for me, is that when I am like eating dinner, people back home are eating lunch. when I'm going to bed, everyone is just like getting their day done. They're just finishing work. I mean, I'll be heading to bed soon and people are like heading, like I said, heading home from work, getting done with their day, starting their evenings. When I wake up, it's so strange because, oh gosh, I went to Galway and Cliffs of Moher and everything a couple of days ago, and I had to wake up at 5:30 for that, to make that whole day possible. And 5:30 meant it was 11:30 in Nebraska. And so when I woke up, there were people still awake.
Yeah.
Like just chatting about life on Twitter and whatever else. I'm like, this is such a surreal experience.
Oh, I'm sure.
So surreal.
That'll be interesting too. Like, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, obviously, but after coming off of a trip like this to Ireland, first game of the season, and then you turn around and you're playing a game next Saturday, that might be a little bit interesting, I think, with jet lag and all that. When is the team flying back? Sunday?
So they leave like right away after the game on Saturday night-ish. So they'll be back at some point on Sunday. And we all kind of get back. Like, I leave, I think, from Dublin around like 11 a.m. On Sunday. And I don't get back until like the late evening. I have a long layover, but I kind of don't mind that, just in the case, just in the off chance there's like a delay of some kind.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do any like availability on Monday. They're going to kind of give everyone an acclimation day to return. So like our normal schedule is going to be bumped back a day for North Dakota week, which is fine. It's just going to be very condensed.
Yeah, for sure. Which it already kind of feels condensed anyway. I realize that there's 7 days in a week, but to have it be moved back a day will be just a little more work for everybody, I think.
It really will be. It'll be fine. It's just it's going to be a whirlwind for a couple of weeks. And then we'll get onto our normal schedule, quote unquote, normal, if you will. But it's been like, here's the thing though, is like there's no complaints. I have been very fortunate. Thankfully I flew, you know, knock on wood, and I'm actually sitting at a wood desk right now. So I am quite literally knocking on wood. If our Wi-Fi was good enough in Dublin right now, I would be able to show everyone this. Long story short, I have had very good luck with flights so far. So I'm, you know, fingers crossed that everything continues to go well, but like we flew through O'Hare to Dublin, no issue. Fly through Charlotte on the way back, fingers crossed again that there's no issue. But like some people went through Dallas, and Dallas is having severe flooding. Yeah. And they're very delayed to the point where people are like, they're afraid they're like not like, I did see like one group of people that was coming out. They actually completely rerouted themselves to get out. Like, actually, this was the wildest one. It was the KETV team.
Oh.
They were originally supposed to go through Dallas to Dublin. They rerouted themselves, but they had to fly southwest to Midway, get picked up at Midway to fly the rest, to get to O'Hare, to fly the rest of the way to Dublin. So I'm like, all right, at least it could have been worse. And Nebraska's team did have a slight delay. They were supposed to take off around like 8 p.m. Monday night. Didn't get off the ground until about 9:30. Apparently there was some like luggage situation, like the numbers weren't matching up, but they got here about an hour later than they were planning on. It's all fine. It's all fine. People are here. There will be a game on Saturday, but needless to say, for the NFL teams that do this more regularly, what the heck?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, especially and I suppose I would hope that the NFL wouldn't do this, but if you had like a Monday night, even a Sunday night game, and then you got to turn around and play on a Thursday, like, ew.
Yeah, there's no way they could do that, because this is insane.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's a reason that last year when Nebraska was originally intended to play Illinois in Dublin, they were going to have a bye week over week one. Northwestern is doing that. Nebraska is not, just because the way the schedule works out. It's going to be a bit of a turnaround for them to get back and have to kind of get acclimated, because jet lag is one of those tricky things where I think people have this idea that jet lag is just like, oh, I feel so groggy, I feel terrible. I don't even think it's that so much. It's just that like your body does have to take time to readjust to the, just the time zone you're in. It's just, you may not feel like overly groggy, but like you might, like I did not realize until 2 days into the trip here, how tired I was when we were on our tour of the western side of Ireland, and we were on a bus, and I was like nodding off, not like it was like the time to nod off on the bus, but like I was kind of nodding off, and I was like, why am I so tired? And it's like, I'm kidding, your whole schedule is off, and it takes time to adjust to that, even if you don't have like the quote-unquote like bad jet lag. Right. So it's Northwestern is actually not leaving as quickly as Nebraska is. So like Nebraska, game is over, they're going to the airport. Northwestern is, I think, is going to stay until, like, I think they said, like, Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, because they don't have to get back right away. So they're going to give their team a little more time to kind of, like, stay on the time, like, where they're at right now, and then they'll come back and acclimate. But, like, in a perfect world, that would have been what Nebraska would have done.
Yeah, for sure. It's the thing about jet lag, too, is that, like, you're, in a way, you're messing with your circadian rhythm. So like you get acclimated to the time there and what time of day it's getting dark out and things like that. And then you have to come all the way back home. And then it's like, whoa. And they're, you know, they're athletes. So there's going to be practices and things like that. So we'll hopefully it'll be a quick reacclimation period for Nebraska.
Yes, they're going to have to be. I mean, it's just kind of to be honest with you, I think it's going to be one of those things where if they win, that adrenaline and that like just like general emotion will kind of probably carry into the week ahead. Mm-hmm. If for some reason, which I just please to the person who's like, don't put this bad energy into the world, I need you to understand, like, I do not have that much control over Nebraska. Yeah. But if for some reason Nebraska is to lose, it's going to be a very different story. I mean, and I don't mean they're going to like go to North, like they're going to go into the North Dakota game, like super groggy and jet lag. I'm just saying like momentum and motivation does wonders for people. Yep. So it's just kind of one of those things where I'm like, oh, if they can just get this win, that will help, I think, on a number of fronts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We don't have to, I know that we're running up against it already, but I definitely think that you're 100% accurate there. Under the Scott Frost era, I think that the very, very, very first game of the season is so freaking important for the tone of the rest of it. And so, especially with this travel period and all of that, I think that it's super important that, that they find a win on Saturday for sure.
It'd be so nice and so helpful for everyone involved. Yeah. So
yes.
I think for everyone, like one, I am running around like a chicken with my head cut off, but obviously we're not going to make you just sit like, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, whatever, but I also understand for you YouTube listeners, this is not the most ideal scenario when you don't at least have the video. So like, we're not going to like take a ton of your time this week. We will definitely get back at it next week with our next episode. But if you're somebody who's like, Aaron, Sasha, I just want more. I want more from Ireland. The good news is Brandon Vogel will be here in Ireland as well. He's currently en route. We will have a podcast. The I-80 preview podcast will have an Ireland edition from Dublin. So don't worry. And then Varsity Club podcast will also be talking about Ireland and everything in between. Now, I'm glad that like we've had this experience because we're going to have to make sure that this all works by the time we talk to Derek. But I did kind of discover there's like a section of the bar that has really good Wi-Fi, not great for like a interview situation.
Yeah.
Unless that's the vibe we're going for. So maybe that is going to have to be the vibe of the Varsity Club podcast this week, is sitting in front of a Guinness tap.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I even did a speed test check. The problem is the upload speed is really good. The download speed is kind of questionable. The download speed is great. It's the upload speed that is not, which is part of probably the problem here.
That's all right. It's one episode. It's short and sweet. And like you said, we'll get back to it next week and back to our regularly scheduled programming in terms
regularly
of Wi-Fi.
Scheduled programming. Yes, I will be back in the United States. We'll do a whole breakdown of what was. Sasha, I'll also have to keep you posted on that because with everything from Monday being moved to Tuesday, but don't you worry, everyone. That is for Sasha and I to figure out, not for you. But if you want to email us, shoot us a note at mindyourownpodcast@hillvarsity.com. I, like I said, now know that we can get logged into it. I just have to go kind of a backwards way and then figure out why that is happening to every account I have access to. But if you email us, we are getting it. The account exists. Like that was more or less for me. I was like, thank goodness. Feel free to keep sending us emails. I'd love to do kind of like a, not so much a mailbag, but just like catch up on emails episodes. So if they're there, we will definitely address them. And like I said, we'll have plenty to come at hillvarsity.com, our YouTube channel, everything in between. So like, don't fret. I know you want more of Sasha and I. Blame the internet. Blame the internet, guys.
It's the internet's fault. One more time, just to mention this, since we are talking about Ireland coverage, thank you again to Union Bacon Trust for allowing us at Hill Varsity to be able to bring you all that content.
Yes. Thank you to Union Bacon Trust. Again, email us, mindyourownpodcast@hillvarsity.com. You can also tweet at us. I'm at Erin Sorensen. She's at Sasha72. Like I said, for our YouTube watchers, viewers, so sorry about what we were up against here, but all will be well next week. And we'll have a full Ireland recap, and it'll be great. So thank you for bearing with us. We will be back. Talk to you later.
Bye.
A Huda Media Production.